To be free. Oh, I'm gonna miss those days of freedom. Anyway, welcome folks, we are live here at Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Remick Benice and you are here with me. Welcome to Butt Sweat and Beers. I'll be here for the next hour, taking you to the top of the hour. If you want to call in and speak your mind, you can call in at 718-928-9732. I will be here all day long. We'll be talking some things. We'll be going through our topics of the day. Topic number one, resistance. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Okay? All right? It's only been, what, 11 days now? But it feels like forever. I know. Everybody suck it up. All right? It's going to be tough, but we're going to be all right. Okay? So, yeah, man. What can I say? It's real out here in these streets, okay? All right. If you've been under a rock or in a coma, apparently there has been a ban, and you can call it a ban because that's what the Toupe Fiasco orange faced Jesus called it. And so we're gonna call it a ban because, you know, calling it not a ban, well, with air quotes, doesn't necessarily give you something that you can write on a piece of paper. So we're going to call it a ban. So whatever this unconstitutional ban is to, like, you know, keep people out of this country who may or may not, oh no, who actually have been vetted already and don't seem to be the issue. It's affecting everybody. But hey, I'm sure if you say to yourself, like, this is not affecting you, wait, there'll be more. It's only been 11 days. He'll get to you soon. It's okay. You know, he may have small hands, but he grabs a lot. So you're going to be all right. Yes, yes, yes. Other topics of today. Apparently, Beyonce's having twins and the internet went crazy. That's right. The only person who can make the whole internet feel like a dog or a cat chasing like a laser point is Beyonce. You know, it's like, oh my God, Trump this, Trump that. Huh? Beyonce? Babies? What? Civil liberties? No, don't care. Beyonce is having two babies. Two. That's right. She got a coupon on the other one. Buy one, get one, Jay-Z. That's right. It's going to be fun. So yay. Go us in the beehive. Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. I wish her well. I wish her well. If you're listening and you're a beehive fan, don't come after me. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I respect her gangster, but you know, hey, do not mess with my nest, okay? I was just playing games. You know, I wish her nothing but the best. All right. Yeah. So anyway, welcome to Butts, Sweat, and Beers, your show to just cool on out, whatever you're doing, sitting on the couch, driving through traffic, pretty much, you know, making that veal tenderloin you got there or chopping up your kale salad. Welcome. Hope all is well. So nice to be with you in this part of the world. And for all our listeners somewhere in somewhere in Bucharest, Perth, Australia, we say bienvenue. I know you don't speak French down there, but whatever. You know, speak French to you. Anyway, so what's going on my side of the dot? Well, let's begin with the weather report, shall we? Tonight's weather seems to be brick. It's cold outside. This place called Brooklyn. I'm out of Brooklyn. Excuse me for a second. Seems to be an issue. What is going on? So yeah, I'm out of Brooklyn. We're shooting the show out of Brooklyn. We're recording live out of Brooklyn, out of the studio of Radio Free Brooklyn. Radio Free Brooklyn is Radio Free Brooklyn online. If you would like to pledge your support to Radio Free Brooklyn, go to radiofreebrooklyn.com. If you'd like to support a show. If you'd like to support just Radio Free Brooklyn as a whole, please, by all means, we could set up some sponsorship, if you will. Okay, just go online to Radio Free Brooklyn, and we'll check you out. And thank you for supporting Freeform Radio here at radiofreebrooklyn.com. Anyway, moving forward. Okay, so tonight's weather in Brooklyn, 46 degrees, feels like 36. With a clear to partly cloudy skies, with a nice crescent moon. Mm. Tomorrow morning, we'll be going into 42 degrees with a low of 26, with a chance of sun all day long. It's going to be wonderful, people. So, yeah, low chance of a little wind. So, if you like to kite fly, tomorrow's your chance. Get out there kite flying. All right, folks. Yeah, and that's the weather. Back to you, Rem. Thanks, Rem. Wonderful. Yes. Let us begin what, where, why, or when. All right, folks. It is also February 1st, so I wish you all a happy Black History Month. Yay! 28 days later. Yay! 28 days of blackness. Yes. Let's go get it, folks. They might have just gave it 28 days. We're gonna put two more in there, yeah, maybe even three. Exactly. It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be great. Can't be squeezing black people in on just 28 days. Who does that? Shame on them. Anyway, if you'd like to call in and espouse your opinions on anything, 718-928-9732. I'll be speaking to you all hour on the hour. If you have some requests as per the music selection, please, by all means, hit me up on either the Book of Faces at Remick Benice. That's R-E-M-I-C-K-B-E-N-I-C-E. Or you can go on the Tur of Twit and hit us up at Butt Sweat and Beers. That's B-U-T-T-S-W-E-A-T, the letter N, Beers, B-E-E-R-S. Yeah. All right. Anyway, so have you had enough yet? Because I don't think we've had enough as a society yet. You know, It's only been 11 days since since we had our fearless leader come in from the Kremlin and pretty much dock down his small orange baby. That's right. Our fearless leader is technically Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin was sent here to save us all from ourselves. Okay? And, you know, in his place, he sent his only begotten bastard, Donald Hump. It's wonderful. It's going to be wonderful. Yeah, these words are not nice, but who cares? He ran a not nice campaign. So I'm just returning the favor. All right? That's it. There you go. I have no nice words for people who don't put no not nice things out there. There you go. You know what they say? What you throw out comes back to you. Well, then here, like, if this is what he spits out, then this is the only way that I know how to, communicate with him. You can't be nice to dictators. No, spit in their face. To it. You let them know. Like, enough. Jerk face. Ah. Anyway. Yeah. I've started a drinking game. For every time he gets a cabinet member confirmed, I go buy a fifth of anything. You know, vodka, Hennessy, who cares? All right? It's going down my throat. That's all I know. So, yeah. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun, my friends. This never-ending shit show we call America. It's going to be wonderful. Yeah. I would also like to address all these folks on this thing called Trump Regrets. If you're out here and you know this, and if you have your any idea about the Trump Regrets, talk to me at 718-928-9732. We'll be talking about Trump Regrets also. Yeah. You know, you ever go I'm going to try to bounce this out and say this. If anybody out there is like a pet owner, and you've got, let's say you went and got one of these pets, you know, I don't know whether through a breeder or through some like rescue program or something like that. And they tell you, you know, okay, well, here's Marvin. He's a little skittish and everything like that. And, you know, you just got to be careful with him, you know, but he's worth it. You know, you just got to put forth the effort, right? So I'm going to go with that whole type of situation with Trump. I mean, for those of you who voted for him and then now you're having buyer's remorse, no backsies. There's no backsies. We can't go back. You know what I'm saying? You know, you're going to have to tough this out for 4 years. That's it. You know, there's a couple of things that could happen to him. You know what I'm saying? One of which is impeachment. Who knows if he's going to overreach to a point where people are going to decide like, okay, enough is enough. You've overreached and you've done something illegal and unethical outside of the range of the office. And thus you don't fit the needs of this office and you must leave. Who knows? You know, other things can happen too. You know, a demise. I'm not going to I wish him well all his days. You know what I'm saying? People should not people out here wishing this dude like all this type of death and everything like that. Don't do that. That's not cool. You know, like I said, what you throw out comes back to you. All right. So do not wish him. I want him to die of natural causes. At the age of like 95. You know what I'm saying? With his small childish hands. Let this man be. No. I do not wish him to perish in some sort of way. So people who out there have these strange, crazy ideas, they need to stop. All right. This is like, for better or worse, this dude is driving the car. So let him be. Ah, my God. But if you did vote for him, you were an idiot. You're a moron and you deserve whatever happens next. That's all I have to say about that. I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. Yeah. I'd like to think that I'm above the whole idea of saying I told you so in your face. No, I told you so. Know this. Okay? Jeez, you moron. So don't come crying to me about whatever happens next. Don't come crying to me about, about the economy. Don't come crying to me about civil liberties. Don't come crying to me about, oh my God, he has no jump shot. I told you so. This dude is horrible. All right? But you didn't want to listen because all you want to talk about was Benghazi and emails. Emails that you never read. Benghazi that you never care about. You don't even know who Benghazi is. You thought that was a person. You know what I'm saying? You idiots. Your fault. Know this. Eat your vegetables now. All right? There you go. Don't get mad because he came into your house and kicked your puppy in the face. Enjoy this. Y'all fault. Oh, man. Having a good ass time. Yeah. Yeah, he sucks. But morons are terrible. People who are dumb enough to think like, he talks like me, Sean, and sometimes I have really great ideas. Yeah, you sure did. Yeah. This was your idea of a really good idea? Man, I don't need to talk to you, my friend.
But our town, we're losing jobs every day, And God, we're getting a little Latino every time.
Well, you're not making babies, all right? Jeez, I don't know what to tell you. Dang. Let it go. Clearly you do not understand math real well. You have a nuclear family of about, we have a wife, two kids, one dog, and a mortgage, And then you have another family who comes in, who knows, of Hispanic descent, and they don't have a mortgage. They're renting out some spot, and they probably got, who knows, three, four kids, a spouse, two to three jobs between all of them. Yeah, they're not making much, but they're making it happen. All right. And while you found security in your one job, guess what? Your one job just left town. That's right. You're a sucker, my friend. You are a sucker, America. Don't go blaming other people, because you're not having a great economic time. It's not everybody else's fault. All right. You need to do better. You need to figure it out. Then you have this carrot face idiot over here talking, man, I know everything. Look at me. I will talk to you. Nah, nah, nah. He came into your house and sold you encyclopedias, and now look at you. You got Wi-Fi and you don't need encyclopedias, but you need to eat. And you got nothing. You got had, you got took. You've been bamboozled, mother. Enough. I can't deal with it. You guys are beneath me. But how are y'all feeling about it? I'm gonna go on Facebook Live pretty soon. We'll see what the Facebook Livers think for the show. Let's see if we can get our the stylistics on here. So, I'm in a good mood. So let's talk about people making the world go around by the stylistics all day long. It's gonna be one heck of a ride. But we're gonna make it. We just gotta stay strong, everybody. But I told you so. So don't get mad at me. Butt sweat and beers. Be right back.
Make the world go round.
people make the world go round. Too much teeth. How dare you, Joey? Anyway, boom, welcome back to Butt, Sweat, and Beers. I am your host, Remy Benice, talking that talk. Yay. Once again, it's only been 11 days. 11 days, is that right? 11, 12 days? Who knows? How's it feel? How's it taste? How's it taste out there? Anyway, folks, everybody needs to be reminded over and over again. This is a marathon resistance, not a sprint, a marathon. It's not going to be over tomorrow. All right. Get it out your heads. Okay. Jeez. Hey, Wendy, how's everything? Way to come along on the ride of Radio Free Brooklyn here in the middle of Bushwick. So glad to see you all. Just need to remind people, this whole idea of this resistance, yeah, because when I say resistance, this whole idea of a resistance, it's going to take some time to, like, get this whole, thing squared away. I mean, every day there's most likely going to be some kind of protest over what? Who knows? Gender equality, economic equality, something, who knows, whatever. But every day there's going to be something going on. But everybody needs to, get organized, find out what everybody's doing, and chill out for a little bit. Take some time to get some rest. All right, what favorite beer? My favorite beer is actually I have a plethora of favorite beers. I'm a High Life guy myself, because the High Life is actually the first beer I've ever drank. Which is a story I think I went into a while back. I was at my a friend of mine, I had a communion, and like all the Haitians were drinking in the other room, and so I decided to go into the refrigerator, and in the door of the refrigerator there was like two of these small baby High Life bottles, and I took one and I just downed it, and it was my favorite beer ever since. I was about 10 then, so yeah, that was my favorite. That was my favorite beer because I got away with it. There you go. You're welcome. You're welcome, folks. Anyway, Mike Dowry, what's going on out there? Oh, man. Shout out to Mike. You know what I'm saying? His beautiful family and his son, who is huge. That kid is huge. Jeez. Malik is huge. That is a large human being, son. That's a huge human being. Anyway, Herlene, what's going on? Shout outs to you. What's going on in CT? Oh, shout out to my boy Ev. What's going on out there? Hope everything is going well. Boo. Yeah, but how y'all feeling out there on the Facebook Live land? What's going on? Do you feel restless during this resistance? how does it feel? Like, it's only been 11 days, man. Like, people are going out their mind. Like, hey, relax, And to those who supported him, told you so. Get over yourselves. All right, should you have known better? Like, whatever, But, the proof was out there, B. You should have known better. You should have made better decisions. Whatever, man. Do you. Anyway. Yes, Wendy. I'm with you. Is it terrifying? Yes. But will you be okay? I think we'll be okay. Everybody's just got to hang tough and, don't get too. He's only one man with a really horrible team around him, He's got a horrible team. That whole idea of Steve Bannon sitting in on the National Security Council, that's a bad look. But who knows, man? It's gonna be tough. Yeah, Trump brought us together. You know what? That's the crazy part. I don't think Trump brought us together. I think fear brought us together. Fear brought us together during 9/11. Fear brought us so tight together during 9/11 that we didn't question anything. And next thing you know, we got the Patriot Act. And the Patriot Act was ridiculous. It was sinister, so sinister, in fact, that nobody, and I repeat, nobody wanted to bring it back. So there, that's the truth, all right? So didn't Trump bring us together? No. You could have stuck a cheese sandwich in front of us and that everybody was fearful of, and that could have brought us together. He is pretty much... just a poster, he's the Wizard of Oz, it's pretty much smoke and mirrors. You gotta look at what's going on around you, all right?
Now, like the implementation of like certain policies that affect you, yes, and the implementation of certain policies that affect other people, that's what you need to be aware of. Like that stuff is scary. But him and his stupidity, he can't penetrate. Like if you're smart enough to see through his stupidity, then he can't infect you. He can't walk around. He's not the blob. He's not going to come through your TV, you know what I'm saying, hit you with his, look at my toupee, let me touch you. He can't get you. He's not the boogeyman, all right? The boogeyman theory needs to go out, okay? Enough. We are grown folks, okay? Most of us, anyway. Like, he cannot hurt you, all right? Now everybody like needs to understand, once again, get a grip, you know? Get a grip. Debo, what's going on out there? Yo, get a grip, everybody. Like, this is going to be a long ride. A long one. All right? Collapse in New World Order? I don't think so. And like, everybody's talking about, you know, yeah, is he, like, now, who knows? You know, I like, this whole idea of the New World Order, all this stuff that's, like, going crazy and everything like that, I don't buy into it. Like I'm not thinking he's the guy who's going to pretty much cripple us and put us into the Apocalypse Now effect, you know. Some people just think like, oh my God, like he's the one, he's going to, like, all of a sudden it's going to be like freaking Mad Max, like we can't deal anymore. I don't buy it, you know. People, we're not that dumb. I gave it for you. I give it for you. You know what? I'm gonna give it maybe less. You know, he's the type of dude who doesn't want to be there. You can look in his face and you can see he's getting bored easily. You know, because all he's doing is just, all he wants to do is make deals. You know, but at the same time, he's got to navigate between that line between deal maker and diplomacy, and he hates diplomacy. All he wants to do is hurt people's feelings. That's all he does. That's good, Lorraine. What's going on, yo? All he wants to do is hurt people's feelings. Give it less. Give what less? I mean, people need to get over themselves. All right, this is what we've got. All right, this is what we got for the next 4 years. Good, bad, or indifferent. Best I can do. We can do is like seriously organize. You know, find an organization in which you can help out or volunteer. You know, get away from your shallow thoughts of like, you know, of what we had 8 years ago. That's over with. It's a new day now. It's a grim, dark, gray day, but it's a new day nonetheless. And there are opportunities out there that you can go out and make this thing better, you know, or at least show that, hey, like before you start doing some nonsense, I myself will not allow this. You know, we the people, you know, are the first three words of the preamble. We the people. I'm just saying, it's up to us, everybody. I know. Viva la resistance. Boom. Todd Monsi, I'm going to call in. Todd, I don't know if I'm going to call in because I got to have an issue with the phones. Because here's the thing. If you call in, I'm going to have to speak to you directly. And I don't know if I can go back and forth and at the same time, like, you know, it's almost like I'm going to be shunning my my Facebook Live audience and everything. And I like the Facebook Live audience, but at the same time, I want them to hear the issue. I want them to hear what's going on. I want them to hear you and I discuss back and forth. But I will have you in as a guest, Todd, if that's an issue. Put me on speaker. I would like to put you on speaker. That's what I was trying to do. I know there's an issue with the speaker. I try to get that resolved today, but I was told if I put it on speaker, for some reason it'll feedback due to the fact that the mic is here and everything like that. I don't know. We're dealing with some stuff, man. I know. This ain't Hot 97, okay, B? All right? Jeez. I'm in a basement, dog. I'm in a basement. All right? Yeah. What's up, Jeff Brown? Chilling. Man, I ain't seen you in forever. Don't get me fired. No, I will not get you fired, man. Look, why don't you just put your earbuds? If you're listening to me, put your earbuds in. You're going to be all right. Okay? Jeez. Now, You're lucky I yes, I can curse, but I choose not to at this point. I'm just trying to make a point, you know, and keep my gravitas and my words very clear. You know what I mean? All right. My cousin Denise from Westchester wanted to call in because Trump is causing a rift between her and Tom Brady. You know what? Here's what I think about your rift between Tom Brady and your cousin. I don't care. Like, he's the president and no backsies. All right, your fault. Like, I'm not like, or your cousin's fault. If your cousin supported Tom Brady and Donald Trump, y'all fault. Okay, so congratulations. All right, you got Tom Brady in the Super Bowl and you got a moron in the White House. That sounds like a win-win where I come from. All right, so enjoy the end of days, is what I say. All right, can I rap? No, like there'll be no rapping. There will be no buck dancing. There'll be no rapping. I will not kick a hot 16. All right, this is the People's Radio. I will talk. I will speak to you. All right, this can you rap, boy? You know. Anyway, can I rap? You know, speaking about the Super Bowl, I will not be watching the Super Bowl also because I know what's going to happen. So, that sounds like a good score. Yeah, Atlanta, what? Wait. That's not a good score. Hold on. I take that suggestion back. 37 to 31. Apparently, people think Atlanta might get this thing done. I say no. No, New England, sir. New England and their evil ways. And the Sith Lord known as Bill Belichick will get this thing done, okay? All right, but I will not be watching. I will not go over to your house. If you have hot wings and pizza and things of that nature, by all means, invite me over. But I will leave right before the half. I might leave after halftime just to watch how Lady Gaga comes in on a spider web in the middle of the stadium and everything like that. But this game is over with, because if you know Bill Belichick and his evil ways, I'm sure he's got his hands on the playbook of Atlanta. I'm sure he's figured it out. You know, he's figured out how to give like all the coaches on the Atlanta Falcons the gout and everything. So whatever, come through the spot for the Super Bowl. I will not, sir. I will not come through the spot for the Super Bowl. This is gonna be wrong. You know what's gonna happen. Jeez, man. There will be no upsets, okay? Atlanta's going down like whores. Like whores, they're going down, I tell you. Jeez. Goodell's going to eat his hat. You know what? You'd like that, wouldn't you? You'd like that. Really? Really? You know what? I would like to see Tom Brady lose. Just so I can see Tom Brady's tears again. Oh, my God. I just want to watch Tom Brady's tears. You remember, just like the last time. Remember, Lorraine? Remember when Tom Brady cried after the Giants beat him? Oh, the second time. The second. Because the first time, he left too quick, and I didn't get to see his tears. But the second time, I got to see Tom Brady cries just like a unicorn would cry. You know, it's sad, but it's beautiful. You know what I'm saying? And if you catch that tear, you can cure cancer. You know? You take that tear, you put it in a bottle. You know, you shake it up with some Dawn and some vinegar, and voila, that tear's amazing. I heart Bill Belichick. I bet you do. You know what I'm saying? I bet you go over to Bill Belichick's house and go play Mahjong, like, on the weekends or something like that. You know what I'm saying? I bet y'all dance the Macarena. You know, whatever. You know. Anyway, enough of this football talk. I'm done talking about football. Let's go back to the sadness at hand. All right. You know what? Actually, let's not go back to the sadness at hand. Once again, we'd like to shout out to Beyonce for getting two bebes up in there. Shout out to Jay-Z for, I guess he shot twice up in there. Right. So congratulations. A skeet to you, Mr. Z. Excellent job, my friend. Excellent job. With a skeet heart for the team. Go Brooklyn. Go Brooklyn. All day long. Go Brooklyn. Anyway, today's show is brought to you by which beer? You know what? Today, Today's show brought to you by Pabst Blue Ribbon. I wish I had one because I'm parched right now. I like to think of Pabst Blue Ribbon, and since it's Black History Month, I like to call Pabst Blue Ribbon the PBR, Poor Black and Righteous. That's right. So when I order it, I say, hey, give me the Poor Black and Righteous. It's quite delicious. Goes well with anything brown. Pabst Blue Rhythm. But did I just call it Pabst Blue Rhythm? Perhaps I did. Who knew? Yeah. Pabst Blue Rhythm.
It'll get you drunk.
Anyway. Let's see what we're going to play something on the playlist here. Perhaps a little more Nina Simone. Who knows? Yeah. I'm not feeling melancholy. I just feel like playing Nina Simone because that's how I get down sometimes. All right? Boom. Is it Aquarius season? Tomorrow's Groundhog's Day. Shout out to all the people out there and Punxsutawney who are going to freeze their ass off just so they can watch a rat come out of a hole, you know, while wearing a tuxedo. Idiots. Another bunch of morons. You know? Enough of that. Jeez. Hey. Freaking groundhog in the ground. Leave that groundhog alone. Like, maybe he's out here trying to just get a nut in the world, you know? How dare you go on the groundhog's, like, land and decide, like, hey, we need to figure out the weather. Let's go talk to this rat. Whose idea was that? Who's who? Huh? Who? What, like, where in the caveman walls did they show, like, you know, like, it was proven, like, after they made, you know, the weather vane, after them, you know what I'm saying, they stuck a pole in the ground to figure out time. They also saw that, oh, yeah, if these moles come out of the ground, we can tell, like, by this weather that it's going to be a slow summer or a long summer. That's garbage. Bull. It's caca. Enough of that. Jeez, man. Dang, we got Doppler radar. That's all I need, okay? Just let me know. Enough of this stupidity. Jeez. We're caught up in mysticism. We need to stop that. Enough mysticism out here. You know? You know what mysticism gets us? An orange-faced president. That's what happens. See that? Exactly. It always comes back. It always comes back. Because you morons, you idiots, want to keep up with nostalgia. Like, oh, yes, let's make weather great again. Like, get out of my face. Shut up. Enough. Boom. Anyway, I'm going to go play some tunes over here. We're going to see what's going to happen. Give me a break for a second. And let's see. I wonder, does anybody have any request out there? Do we have any requests out in Facebook Live land? Let's see. I would like to. Actually, you know what? Let me see if I've got this one. Oh. I haven't heard this one in a while. Anyway, so give me a second. I'll be back on Facebook with you guys on Facebook Live. But yeah, enough of the mysticism with the groundhog. Like let that list or Staten Island Chuck or whatever his name is. It's like, dude lives in the ground. Let him be. Enough is enough. You know, he's a rat. You know, like, jeez. Like, think about that. Let's say you came back at that rat. You know what I'm saying? That life would suck for you, buddy. Anyway. All right. Maybe he's just trying to shine. We all should just be trying to shine. All right. Anyway. I'll be back. Give me a second. Here's Mos Def, Omi Says.
Put my heart and soul to the song.
Yes, yes.
I hope you feel me from where I am to wherever you are.
Yeah, that was Umi Says. Oh, good times. All right. So, yes, getting back to the conversation at hand. Don't necessarily. What was it? We didn't necessarily vote for Trump either. All right. All right. If you didn't vote for him, you didn't vote for him. No. I bet Tom Brady did. And for that, he deserves to be sacked at least 6 times on Sunday. All right, so shout out to the Atlanta Falcons. I wish y'all well. You know, even though you're going against the most evilest coach in the world, and he probably has your playbook already. So, yeah. Well, Trump is getting too much media play. Yes, of course he's getting too much media play. He's the president now. He's the president, he's the key troll, and he's the villain. So all roads lead to Trump. If I mean, the only thing that would that can break this him down would be like some scandal. If we only just had his taxes or this tape or whatever the Russians got him on him or whatever WikiLeaks got on him, or you know what I'm saying, if somebody could come out and be like, oh yeah, Trump's got a little black baby or something like that, you know, like, you know, the only thing that could take him down now is scandal. All roads lead to him. All roads lead to him. Shout out to Nina. How you been? Good to see you. But yeah, like, yeah, if he's getting a whole lot of play, it's only because like they're pushing, they're not necessarily pushing his agenda. You know, it's just more so that, you know, like, you know, he's got key media. All key media is reading his tweets in the morning and like his headlines. You know what I'm saying? I mean, think about that. You know, like he is literally treating the United States government like it's a cafeteria table somewhere at a high school. Like, that's all it is. He doesn't care. And it's hilarious and scary at the same time. Oh, man. And for all of you who thought he's going to fix your lives. Nope. But you got to everybody unite. Everybody unite. Let's all get down. Let's go try to fix our problems. You know, the government. Everybody's got to do for self. You know, he's wilding out. He's wilding out. And then as he wilds out, he's making you wild out. And you don't need to wild out. I mean, you're never going to meet this man, most likely. You know what I'm saying? I've never met Barack Obama in 8 years. You know what I'm saying? Now, do I care for Barack Obama? Of course I do. Loves me some Barack. You know, loves me some Michelle, Sasha Malia, Sonny and Bo. You know, love them all. But never met them. I don't know these people. You know? But, you know, you put so much, like, effort behind, like, oh, my God, he's going to hurt us and he's going to do this and blah, 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 blah. Enough. Folks, relax. It's only been 11 days. wait till we see what happens on the 12th or the 13th. Oh man, he's wearing y'all out already. Hey man, on a lighter note, how'd you like to host the UGG comedy show last week? What? How'd you like hosting? I loved hosting the UGG comedy show last week. I hosted the UGG comedy show last week at 2A. That was a good little gig. Shout out to Todd Monacy. That's a great dude. That's a great dude. Todd, you're a good dude. That's my friend. We'll try to get you on the show, and then you can talk some trash and we could talk to the folks on the live. But I enjoyed the show. Ernie, shout out to Ernie. What's going on? Well, your kids and your family look well. Hope you're doing great, man. Yeah. Yeah, but enough Trump. And the thing is, enough of this regret stuff. You know? Too late. You know? People are acting like children right now. And like, oh, but I regret. I should have never voted for you. Like, that's what we were trying to tell you, you asses. Like, why would you vote for that guy? You seem to be bright. You know what's going on. Do you like your genitalia grabbed? Do you like any of any female members of your family? Do you like their genitalia grabbed? Then what the hell would you... what's up, Ashy? I see your Ashy over there. All right? Are you still a small Dominican, Ernie? Yes, you are. Yes, you are. All right? Anyway, but back to my rant. If you voted for him, supported him, or just even... actually like the anarchy of or the idea of him being in charge, and you don't necessarily like what he's doing now, that's on you, buddy. That's on you, suckers. Anyway, J&B are so overrated. Girls so excited about her baby news like they're besties. Yeah, this is true. I've never met Jay-Z or Beyonce, but everybody went on Twitter like acted as if the world doesn't stop because, you know, all she done posed. Did you see that pose too? She was like on her knees and she had the little background of like all these little crazy roses, and I don't know whose wedding veil did she steal and she just put on her head. That was crazy. It was like, where'd you get that from? Where'd you get that from? You don't have to laugh at this Ashy joke. Whatever. I ain't Ashy. Do I look Ashy? That's a shame. I'm going to get that fixed. Trump will be deemed a successful president. Anti-regulation, anti-environment, pro-protectionism, the greed that caused the financial crisis. Yeah, yada, yada, yada. He'll be great. He'll look like he saved Obamacare. You know what? He's like the fact that he's somebody brought this up before. The fact that the fact that he's bringing everybody together, you know, that could be the best thing that that Trump's ever done. I'm like, no, that's not Trump. That's fear. You know, I'll put it like this. Let's say right now the aliens decide to come. All right. And, you know, but before that, we were having a war with China and, you know, and India was fighting Pakistan and the Brits were fighting the French and the Germans and everything like that, you know, and the Russians decided they were going to bring some gunboats and we're having the Battle of Brooklyn Part 2, you know, but then everything stopped because we looked into the sky and we saw all these alien spaceships come through. And then we were like, oh my God, what's going on here? This is crazy. And then we decided to put our guns down and then start shooting at the sky because here comes the aliens and they're trying to come get us. Or that's what we think, you know? And the thing is, somebody's going to be like, well, the best thing that ever happened since this tragedy is that, you know, we became one because we started fighting against them. And I'm like, no, you idiots. We were in fear and we were just trying to protect our asses. That's it. You know, like some people just want to march just to march, you know, and I'm like, they still don't get to know their neighbor and they still don't get to know what's going out there. You know, take your time to actually know who the hell you're living next to. You know, people need to understand like cultural appropriation is still going on. Gentrification is still going on, you know. Economic inequality is still going on, you know? And yet everybody just wants to lump it all together and just bat it at him. I'm like, no, find out why are you mad? Why are you mad? And then go do something about it. All right? But don't go lumping up on him because he is not the reason. What he's saying and his implementation is the reason. Fear is the reason why we're getting it all together. You know, it could have been anything, you know, because we still haven't seen aliens. And I wonder if the plan would change if we did. That pic was ugly. I mean, it could have been. I don't know. That Beyonce pic was kind of ugly. I was like, she must have just kind of thrown that together last second, though. I'm going to give her a break, you know. I mean, she was probably having like, you know, morning sickness. Who knows? You know, whatever. So I'm gonna give her a pass, you know, on that picture. That was kind of thrown together last second.
you know, it looks like, you know, she was probably at her stylist crib and she was like, hey, let's do something real quick. All right. Let's make it look nice and natural. All right. Boom. You know, and then she, you know, she did the whole like, oh, boom, hold up. He's just having my little baby. Slow down. I'm going to have a little baby. Back up. I'm about to have two babies. Watch out. I'm about to have a little baby. Yes. I don't know. Hey, Sharice, what's going on? Haven't seen you in forever. What's going on? Where is her team? I don't know. Like, but her team, but her, she's got a team all the damn time. She's got a team all the damn time. Everybody, it's like, she probably got somebody sleeping in her house, you know, who just does her, like, you know, her eyebrows and her eyelashes, you know. I mean, she's got a full squad, all right? At no time is she not prepared, you know what I'm saying, to be fabulous. You're like, I need to look fabulous now. Boom. Venus and Serena are coming over for brunch, all right? What are we going to do? We need to be in formation. Okay. Partial formation, all right? I mean, whatever. Yeah. You like my Beyonce impression? You like that? That was a little... I threw that together. Like, it was a little something I had, a little had in the back for years. A little something. Not looking like that. They need to be fired. I'm just saying. Like, she probably just said, like, I need to put something out there. You know? She probably had people on the phone talking about, hey, we'd like you to do Coachella this year. You know what I'm saying? This is the 90th time we called. We need to set this all in. So are you in or are you out? And then she was just like, I'm kind of tired talking to all of you. Ugh! And there goes the morning sickness. And then all of a sudden, someone in the back decided, like, okay, we need to do something. You can't tell them because they'll just blabber it all to the world. You need to tell it yourself. And you're like, okay, quick. You get the Instagram. You, hey, you go get a bed of flowers. You, hey, you go get your mom's veil from her wedding back in like 1965, and let's go do this. And then bang, she puts out, you know, something that she could have done at some high school somewhere. I mean, I don't know where she poses where she's posing for that. I mean, she looked like she did that somewhere in like a Cuban living room somewhere. Maybe she had the baby. Maybe she conceived and took that picture a long time ago. Yes, that's what it is. Yes. She pulled the wool over our eyes, I tell you. It's lies. Lies. Anyway. Oh, I miss you too, Sharice. Oh, big hug. Anyway, folks, it's winding down this hour that we had together. It's been a plethora of things we spoke about. Good times. So, let's see. Anyway, I'm going to play you on out in a second with a little Erykah Badu. Yay. Oh my God. Hey, shout out to MC Light. MC Light's getting married. I know. Let's not talk about it. Don't do that out there. Yeah, I know. Some people are like, really? Who's she getting married to? Is it a dude? Like, don't do that. That's not cool. All right. Shout out and hugs to Sharice. Yeah, but I'm like, MC Light's getting married. Boom. Shout out to MC Light. Wingate High School in Brooklyn, son. Yeah. She's dope. Whatever. Anyway. Les. Oh, shout out to you. I saw you had a baby. You had another baby. You're like white Beyonce. You had a baby, Leslie. I saw your baby out there. I seen you have a baby. Anyway, shout out to you and baby number two. Yay. Anyway, all right, my hour is almost over, but I'm going to play you out with a little wee bit of the Badu of the Erica. All right, I'll see you next week. Ciao!
Broke up, got back together to get her back. I had the sweater, thought she rolled with bad boys forever. In many ways, them boys.